This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. We have a question about donating organs after death. What does Islam say about this?
Okay, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Salatu wa Rasulullah. This is also one of the modern issues, and I'm glad that you said after death, because before death, you're allowed to donate organs with the following conditions. So kind of give both both scenarios.
Right.
So before death, anything that you're going to donate from your organs, it has to be donated, it has to be an organ that if you donate it, it will not cause death to you, obviously.
Okay.
Like you don't donate your head, you don't donate your heart. Also, it will not cause disability, like somebody will not be able to walk, will not be able to move his hand again, you know. Also, and it will not put your life in danger, like make you high risk of death. That's why you're allowed to donate, for example, part of your liver, part of your, or one kidney, partial of your lung to be, maybe the something like to be used to build, like implant, I don't know, like blood, you know, blood cells, stuff like that. But, also, they said you have to do it willingly. Also, you cannot sell it, it has to be donated. Also, you are not allowed to give it to someone you know that he will use this to fight Islam.
Okay.
As somebody who is not hostile against Muslims. He can be non-Muslim, but is not somebody hostile against Muslim. Some of these rules will apply also to donating organs after death. So after death, it has to be something you agree on it to be given, like you giving a permission for this after your death. Also, before your death, you know, you write in your will or you've been taking, you know, permission, giving permission to do that. Number two, it has to be donated to someone who is not hostile to Muslims, even if he's not a Muslim. Because non-Muslim, you can donate to them, you can give them. You remember the hadith when she came to the Prophet ﷺ, Asma bint Abu Bakr, and she said, my mother is not a Muslim. Asiluha qal saliha. You can be good to her, you can give her, you can donate to her. So they are eligible to receive these kind of, any type of donations or any kind of act of kindness and help.
Right.
So you are allowed to do that. Also, العلماء, the fuqaha rahimahullah, put a condition. You cannot donate an organ that's responsible for reproduction. Like you, a woman, can, you cannot donate, for example, a womb or ovaries or semen, okay, or prostate, if that's what produced semen. They should not allow to donate that, okay? The Muslim also, new Muslim jurists, or the Muslim jurists in modern days, also they said it should be done in a way there is no humiliation to the body. Like, for example, he will not be cut off and, like, disfigure and left, like, you know, pieces and cut in pieces, and it will be treated with disrespect. It has to be done in the process that also maintained level of dignity to the deceased. With these conditions, the Muslim jurist in the, one of the biggest council of fatwa in the Muslim world, Majma' al-Fiqh al-Islami, allowed donating organs after death. With these guidelines. And I would like to say, this is different than what we have today. They call it donating the body for science experiments or research lab. So some people say, my body, I donate my body for research lab. And this research lab, they take the body and they start doing some research on it. There is a lot of interesting documentaries made about these kind of search labs. Many of them are not regulated. Many of them, they use this to sell organ, which is not allowed. They don't have any kind of respect for the bodies. And I don't believe a Muslim should do or basically donate his body to such thing. You know, there is enough non-Muslims can do that, even for a proper search lapse exist. So the Muslim body should be protected, in my opinion. But donating an organ through channels that it is trusted, where I can save somebody else's life, that's fine. You know, and by the way, people say, so if you donate my heart to somebody's heart, does that mean he became mu'min, he became kafir? No, because the iman and kufr are all related to the your soul, not to the flesh and the body. Is that DNA affect the new person's DNA? Would he be impacted by some of your DNA and morals and behaviors and characteristic and stuff like that? Would be any connection between the two? I don't know. Not knowing this will not change the rules, because the rules in Islam based on the apparent, the zahir.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's an area, still area of research. There is a lot of interesting research about this. Did people change after, you know, receiving a new heart?
They start experiencing different
memories and stuff like that, or brain or stuff like that. So science will bring a lot of interesting things in the future. But the Muslim fuqaha, rahimahullah, and jurists in modern days, they didn't really make these issues a determined factor of halal and haram. A final point, there is many scholars don't allow organ donations after death. And they say because it is kind of humiliation to the body and cutting the bodies and stuff like that. And that's also an opinion that does exist. For me, I think the fatwa of the Majma' al-Fiqh is a stronger fatwa, is something that it is permissible and you're allowed to do if you think you live in a place that they will respect rules, they have some ethic codes and moral codes, and that it's good to save somebody else's life. Alhamdulillah.
Barakallah feek, Sheikh.